So let's learn together some Matnas Chaim on page Shin Dalad Mem, Tarasa Shel Taira. Isa B'tana Dvei Eliyahu. Ba Ura'e Kama Gedayla Kaicha Shel Taira. Come and see how great is the power of Taira. How great is Taira? Shemetaharis as Pesha Yisrael Bizman Sha'isen Shuva. Even if there's a Rasha and he's doing tshuva, even from the worst Aveira, which is Aveda Zara. But the Kayach of Taira is that it's able to mitar such a person. Shenemar, Bizarakti Alecha Mayim Tarim Utahartem, Mikol Tu Maisecha Mikol Gulechem. I will rid you, I will cleanse you, I'll purge you of all of your tumma, all of your Aveda Zara. Vein mayim ala taira. What does it mean? Zarakti lecha mayim taira. I will spritz on you water that are taira. Water is taira. Shenemar haikol samluchu lamayim. So water is always a rem, is a mashal to taira. Vein taira ala divrei taira. And when it says taira, that's divrei taira. Shenemar amaris Hashem imrais tairis. So what does this medrash mean? The Hainish at Sarachad and Lachavein Daitai Kadei Lava Vilitar. When a person is learning Torah, he has to have in mind that he's immersing in the mikvah, which is Torah. He's coming to Mitar himself with Limanat Torah. Kameshechiach Haramba Meapasik Vizarakti Alechem Mayim Taharim. The best way to cleanse oneself, the best way to be metar one's neshama from all of the averis that we might have is limanat Torah. Learning Torah, but not just I'm learning Torah, learning Torah with kavana that I want to use the Torah to be mitar. There's different ways of learning Torah. There's a way of learning Torah that I'm just learning it. I came to Seder, I'm learning it. I have a chavrusa here. This is the right thing to do. There's another type of limanat Torah that you're literally, when you're swimming in the Yama Talmud, you're having kavana, like as if you're going to the mikvah. Like you're really, the Torah has that ability to be mitar oneself, but a person has to be mechavin to that. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to think about this, that you're entering the waters of Torah in order to cleanse oneself. He brings from the Sefer Ruach Chaim, which is Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Sefer on Pirkei Avos, Bi'ur Divrei HaMishnah, Reb Chanina ben Daisa Aimer, Kol Sheyiras Chetai Kaidemes L'Chachmasai, Chachmasim Es Kayemes. A very difficult to understand Mishnah, a lot of commentary on this Mishnah. Anyone that has more Yiras Chet, he has Yiras Chet that comes before his Chachma. So I'm so afraid of sin that it beats out on my Chachma. Chachmas miskayemes. So the Chachma will remain with me. But if your Chachma precedes the Yiras HaChet, Ein Chachmas miskayemes, it's not going to stay. The Chachma will not remain with you. And this is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes. Al yamin ba'atzmai, ki be'es yavai ha'chet liyadai, oz yachshev darka v'yedo lizar. Don't trust yourself that when the chet comes to your hand, then you're going to know to be nizar. Ki az ha'chet shal olav. A lot of times where we think that I'm not going to take any precautions about Averis. I'll just wing it. And when the time comes, if I'm faced with an Avera, so then I'll figure it out then. I'm going to, I'll be able to wiggle out of it when the time comes. He says, because by then it's too late. The Chet is already Shailet Olav. The Chet is already Meishel. If you're in a situation that you're tempted by an Avera, 9 times out of 10, it's too late. If you're already holding by the Avera, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen. I think Rav Dessler used to say that, we all say, that we have a bechira, whether to do an Aveira or not. That's true, right? We have a Bechira whenever. He says, but the Bechira is not at the moment of the Aveira. When you're doing the Aveira itself, you really have very little Bechira because you get swept away in this, the Yetzirah makes you believe that I'll do the Aveira, it's going to be fine, I really, really want to do the Aveira, and, you know, I'll forget about it, it's good for me, whatever the justification is. Once you're in the clutches of the Aveira, of that Maisa Aveira, the game is over. It's not, you're not going to win. You can't win. You could win, but it's very, very hard to do. The Bechira, when we speak about you having a free choice whether to do an Aveira or not, is before you go to do the Aveira. So, I don't know, just a bad mashal, but I guess, like, let's say you have a taiva to go into Manhattan, to go to a bar. So once you're in a bar, it's already, you know, that it's game over. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But the nisayan is now. Should I go to Manhattan or should I not go to Manhattan? Should I put myself into, that's the bechira. When you have a choice, the choice is the step before when you're in the oven. Once you're at the maisa aveira, it's too late. Rav Dessler says that. So he says, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, don't trust yourself so much. Don't like think you're so great that when an aveira comes to my hands, I'll worry about it then. He says, because by then it's too late. The chet is shaylet on you. Kim yoychaz darkai, lach shem machshavis, li notzol, terem by liyadai. But if you start making all types of preparations and, you gird yourself before the Avera comes to your hand, before you go to Manhattan, before you buy something, before you are, you know, are even remotely in the throes of the Avera, the Yashav ki odmani olalachtai, and you think, listen, I'm a human being, I'm flesh and blood, I'm going to sin if I go there, vazi natsal, that's the only way to be saved. Vizel yiras chet, the way he learns Yiras Chet is that I'm afraid of the Chet, that it shouldn't, I'm nervous about Chet. There are certain people that they literally have, they're afraid of Chet. Now we might not like Chet, we might like be, we try to be nizer from Chet, but how many people are fearful of Chet? If you ever see a picture of Reb Chatzka Levenstein, the Yiras Chet was on his face. It's impossible to find a picture of him without, like, you see, like, the Yiras Chet on his face. He's so scared of sinning. Like, I saw a picture once of him on a bus. If you ask me about it, I'll show it to you. He's on a bus. I don't know where they were going, like, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was sitting next to maybe the Panovich Rav on the, and then it was like, I guess they're going somewhere, like, to wherever, I don't know, Chanukah Sabayis maybe somewhere, I don't know. And you see like the look, the fear that he had. He had like these, you know, beautiful face, but he was like, he looked nervous. He wasn't nervous about paying his bills. He wasn't nervous about, about who's going to win the Super Bowl. He was nervous about Pasha just looking at something that he shouldn't. Thinking about something that he shouldn't. Talking about something that he shouldn't. He was like, you see the Yerushalayim on his face. And they say about the Beis Halevi was like this also. The Beis Halevi was like Kulai. He was so scared of Avera. He was like so, had such Yerushalayim. They say that one time the Beis Halevi he turned on a light. I don't know, light or whatever. He did something like a misasik, like mamish like a misasik. He had no kavana to do it. He did some sort of chilul Shabbos, but like in the most, the biggest misasik, like mamish, not even, he just like brushed against the wall and he hit something and something else happened. And when he found out that he did that, he fainted on the spot. He fainted. What do we do? When we go out of a bath and we forgot, you forgot a Shabbos. Okay, Misasik, good, go, keep going. You know, like, your Shaygig, Misasik, whatever. It's all, doesn't bother us for more than 2 seconds. We right away, we move on. But that's not the way a person's supposed to be. If a person has real Yerushalayim, so then it would, you're scared. Like, you don't want to do any Aveira. That's what it means. Kol sheyiras chetai kaidemis lachachmasai. V'gam yiras chetai pirish chatav shekvar also. Yiras chetai means that the chatam that he already did, he's nervous about that also. U'mevakesh li natzo al yedei limad ha-tayra. How does he want to be saved from these averas? Through learning Torah. Chachmasai. If it's kaidem zo chachmasai, if my yiras chet is preceding the chachma, meaning I have yiras chet, and now I want to learn Torah in order to purge myself of the yiras chet, ki mikva yisrael matam, that will work. That's chachmas miskam, meaning it'll do its job. The Torah will have the ability to be the astringent, to scrub away any chet that we have. Torah is like Torah is something that has everything in it. Torah is Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam. So whatever, any avera that you have, you don't need to like worry about, okay, I did an avera with my eyes, so now I have to like cry with my eyes. No, you learn Torah. Torah is your whole Ramach Evarim, your whole Shasagidim, everything is Torah. If you learn Torah, you have the ability to get a kapara for any avera that you've done. I have a letter in Rav Shlomo Volbe, the Alei Shur, after he was Nifter, they put out a few volumes of letters from him. And they really should get it, but I'll tell you what he says outside. He was speaking to somebody that we finished already Shavim Tat, right? We're out of Shavim Tat. All right, but anyway, it would have been good to say it during Shavim Tat. But there was a bacher that wrote him a letter, and he said that, you know, that he did the Aveira Chamura, and he looked in the Sarim, and he saw that it's a terrible, terrible, the einshim that you get for doing that Aveira is very, very bad. You know, when I was a kid, I remember, you know, you read, if you learn the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is like a basic, you know, halachic text, the most basic text, arguably the most popular halacha work ever. You know, there's more copies of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch than any other sefer. You know, maybe the Haggadah and the Siddur more. But it's crazy how many times the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was published since it was written. And if you look there, if you look into the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and they have halachas about, you know, about the Aveir Chamura, it's not easy reading. You mamish, like, you want to, it's what they say about it, and you know, the Gehenim that you get, and this and that, and you can't, there's no kapara unless you, crazy stuff. And this Bacher was understandably nervous. He wrote a letter to Revolvi, like, what do I do? You know, like, it's a problem by me, and I don't know what to do. It's like, you know, so Revolvi says, I have a Kabbalah from the Chazon Ish. Kabbalah from the Chazon Ish. Revolvi is telling us he has a Kabbalah from the Chazon Ish, that's money in the bank. That's it. That's our Messiah. That's what we have. So the Chazon Ish says, don't worry about any of the things that you read in Sarim about what the Einish is for that Avera. He says, the Kapara for that is, obviously you have to stop doing it, but the Kapara for the past, the Yiras Chet that a person has, is to learn Torah b'simcha. That's it. Learn Torah b'simcha. If you learn Torah with a geshmak and with a joy and with simcha, it has the ability to take care of that Avera. And if, you know, if you go into Shemaim after 120 and you say, and you know, and they say, who said that? So I have a Kabbalah from Revolvi, B'Shem L'Chazon Ish. That's it. It's your ticket in. Don't worry about it. Everything that we've done, fine, no problem. Just keep moving. But you have to learn Torah. So you have to have Kavana. Like when you're learning and you're learning seriously and you're like, you know, that is the biggest mikvah in the world, is Liman HaTorah. And we learn and we learn with a geshmak and we try our best to understand to the every person according to his ability, and we're able to, you know, scream and get into it and fight about a sugya. That's the mikvah. That's the Torah that we're talking about tonight. Pirish haTorah hi mikvah Yisrael. Avol zeis b'tnai shebeshar shu loymed hu mechavin sheyavei lemeadas. That when you're learning, you're coming into the meadas, the waters of knowledge. And you have to have kavana that I'm learning Torah to mitar myself from the chet. V'sayim al zeh ha-grach zatzal, v'gam chachmasim miskayemes, ki limud l'shma. When you do that, when you have yiras hachat, which is kaidemes l'chachmasa, meaning that I know that I have fear of my sin. I have sins. I want to get rid of my sins. Okay, kaidemes l'chachmasa. I pull out a sefer, pull out my gemara, I pull out my mishnah berurah, I pull out my Musa Sarim, and I'm learning with as chachma. He says that's going to be miskayemis. You know why? Because that's liman lishma. That's tyra lishma. That's not like a misuse of tyra. That's tyra lishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to swim in the yamatam and in the mehadas and to be able to cleanse. Hashem doesn't want us to come up to Shemayim with all these averas. So, but the problem is that the people that are not here tonight don't know that you can learn your whole life. But if you're not being mechavin to swim in the Yamatamid and to cleanse yourself, so then it might not work. The way it really is designed to work, if you want to use Tyra to be Matara oneself, you have to have Kavana, that I'm learning Tyra and I want the Tyra to Matara myself. You ever have that feeling like if you learned well by Seder and you really like felt like you walk out of Seder and you feel like, that was a good Seder. Or I learned for an hour and it was geschmack. You feel like a certain sense of Tyra. There's a purity that comes from that because Tyra is pure. Tyra is the immersion into the real world of the Rabbi Nishan. And when you come out of it, then you're a different person. Just like when you come out of a mikveh, you're a different person. Nimsa shebizman she'esim ritzenu shel makim bein b'limud ha'Tyra ubein b'asiyas shara mitzvos. Tzarech l'chavin l'masha isim, you have to be mechavin to what you're doing. U'l'chavin es libe l'tar nafshu mitumas ha'nefesh. V'ayideze yavi nafshu b'mehadas k'mesh gazer Rambam. That's Lashon Rambam about bringing yourself into the mehadas. So Rav Matisyahu Salomon is teaching us something very, very important tonight, that Tyra, besides for all of the other wonderful things that Tyra does, and whoever learns Tyra is Zeichel Dvarim Harbe, and tremendous benefits, tremendous schar accrues to a person, but one of the major advantages of learning Tyra is that it's able to mitar us from our averis. We have averis, and tshuva, you never know whether tshuva is... was it effective or not? Was it a tshuva shlema? That's what the Sfarim say about tshuva. Chazrin is tshuva shlema. Tshuva shlema. Tshuva shlema is like there. You don't know. There's so many gradations of tshuva. You can have a simple tshuva, like the most basic tshuva, and then there could be a deeper tshuva, and there could be a deeper tshuva. Like Rabbeinu Yaina writes that every tshuva helps, no matter what, anything, any avera that we have, tshuva will help. Tshuva helps, but it's a matter of degrees how much it helps. He brings a mushroom of Inayana, a beautiful mushroom. He says that if, let's say, you get something on, let's say you get a stain on your tie. Okay, so, I don't know, you were eating supper tonight, there's some ketchup on your tie. So what do? So if you're really lazy, you just go like this, and then you take from some saliva, try to get it off, and it'll get some of it off, but you're still going to have telltale signs, right? It's still going to be there. If you want to do a little more, you go to the sink, you take some water, you try to that, it's still going to be there a little bit. Yeah, really good. You take club soda and but still probably, if it's, what do you have to do? What's the best thing to do? You send it to the dry cleaner $5 later and you have a brand new tie again. He says that's how tshuva works. Tshuva always works. It will get some of the stain out, but the more tshuva that you do, the more stain will come out. And you have to scrub. You have to... It's important to scrub your soul. That's what tshuva really is. Tshuva is not just like lip service. The more, if you say Hashem, that's fine. But like, if you're thinking about it, you're crying about it, you're tearing your guts out over it, that's a much more tshuva. But you don't know if it's tshuva shlema. You never know, have I hit the pinnacle of tshuva shlema or not? So you ever go to these carnivals and you're like, the thing that you hit with a hammer and then like the bell... The more you hit it, the higher it goes. And then, like, if you're really strong, it goes all the way up and hits the top belt. So do we really know if we did that tshuva shlema that it's going to hit the bell and we get rid of all of our averus entirely? You don't know. So you could do 100 Yom Kippurims and you can do a lot of slicha mechila kapara, but you don't really know until you get up there if you've really effectively cleansed everything, or there's still a lot of telltale signs on a neshama that we failed to remove. But if you learn Torah properly, Torah has the ability that you do know. If you're learning Torah and you have kavana, say tonight after the vad, you go in and you learn shtark and you say hin nimucha and I really want to be mitaira myself with this Torah, and you learn and you have a good seder, that's money in the bank. That's like the chazanish. If you learn Torah b'simcha, it'll get rid of the worst of averus and certainly the less heavy averus. We all want to do this. We all want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Kulanu Reitzim Litar. We all want to be Tar. Aval L'Shem Kach Aleinu Lachshev L'Spain in B'Shas Maisa in B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah Alimin HaTar Lias Min HaBam Litar. Whenever we do a mitzvah and B'Frat Talmud Torah, we have to think very, very strongly that we want to come and be Mitar ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last exercise be kavana ruya, and to do it with all the proper kavanas. The loychas hashem by mulmad, not just regular, by rote and parroting and just going. It has to be with a full kavana that we're trying really to mitar ourselves, because Torah has that ability to mitar. It could purge our entire existence and cleanse our bodies, cleanse our neshama. Vayidei zeyachem lizkais laftachas haramam. Nimtza atzmei nezer al adavar, that a person could find himself that he's going to be helped by this matter. He's going to be assisted through Limud HaTorah to really be able to have a full tshuva shlema. That's we learn Torah every day, and it's chaval if we don't take advantage of it. It's like, it's like Rabbi Yerucham and Rabbi Chatzko, I think, used to say. Chatzko used to daven along Shemana Esrei, and he said, and they waited for him to finish Shemana Esrei before the Chazan started. He says, anyway, you're waiting for me to end. So why don't you daven longer yourselves? Like, why do you want to finish Shemana Esrei so quickly? You're not going to miss Kedusha. Like, you know that I'm going to be longer than you. So Chaperein, if you're doing it anyway, if you're davening and you're waiting for me anyway, so do it the right way. If you're learning Torah anyway, so then if you just like can remember, if we can remember before we learn this, we go up to Shemaim. We're literally able to be Matar ourselves, and we don't need all of the other, difficult chas v'shalom there's a lot of ways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of our averus, chas v'shalom, with sickness, with yisurim, and with all types, with bizyainis. There's a lot of ways to get, this is the easiest way to get rid of our averus. Learning Torah b'simcha, learning Torah with the kavana that I want to be mitar myself, I want to be able to just cleanse myself. Okay, we're going to stop here.